Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix, and you all understand the assignment. You can ask anything anonymously on our text line, 414-432-1099. And what we do is we spin the roulette wheel, whatever number it lands on. That is the question we will read on the air. Whatever you want to know the answer to.
Share on the air.
Personal question, life question, radio question, anything you want. We've talked about relationships. Wasn't it this time yesterday we were talking about why are toilets in public bathrooms horseshoe shaped, but why at home are they a full circle?
Weird stuff you want to know.
Learn things here.
You walk into bathrooms and you're like, I wonder that. And then, you know what? Let's throw it out there.
So get your questions in, 414-432-1099. We only know your name if you tell it to us. Ask anything on the Siding Unlimited text line. Okay, we've texted even from like last night and days before. You never know what number we're going to spin on.
All right.
Okay, Radar.
Reach down, grab that wheel. Here it goes. Where's it going to land?
19.
Ooh, 19 with an attitude. Okay, let me see.
That's it. Acting real cute. Elizabeth is trying to count down the text. Ooh, why?
Here is 19.
Are you sure we want to read? Sometimes I worry about these, like, as you scroll through.
Okay, I just read it. All right, no, this is good. This is really good.
All right, what you got?
Good morning. My question is, if you are at a bridal store trying to find your wedding dress and you find one, do you tip your salesperson helping you? And if you do, how much do you tip them? Like if you buy a $2,000 dress, do you tip 20%? This is an etiquette question.
Wow.
All right. What's your answer, everybody? We're going to give ours here. 414-432-1099. Call into the show or text. That is a lot of money. 20% on a $2,000 dress?
I wonder. My daughter, Lexi, used to work at a bridal shop.
Yeah, she worked for a big chain here in the area.
In Brookfield. I wonder if...
Can we say where she worked? She used to work there.
That's David's Bridal.
Yeah.
That's where she worked. Yeah. She had a great time there, too.
I've gone there for bridesmaid dresses.
I wonder if... She has never said, she would make a lot of money. She would make a lot of money, especially around prom time, because she was younger and she would help those kids. But then she said, once prom was over, I really had to dive into weddings. And she really helped out a lot of brides, but she never really said, like, ooh, guess what was in my check? This. But guess what's in my pocket? I don't know. Maybe she did, and she just doesn't tell mom and dad, like, I made extra money on tips. I have no clue.
Send her a text. See if she wants to come on the show here.
Now, I'll send her a text.
Bought two wedding dresses, having had two weddings. And I never, for a second, thought about tipping.
You are like the tip queen.
I know.
Elizabeth tips everybody from the bagger at the
grocery store. That was a long time ago.
The garbage people, sanitation.
I didn't have much money then.
Plumber comes over and she's like, here, take an extra money.
Well, because I don't ever want to be considered cheap, but I've never thought to tip if you find a wedding dress. Because if I was just shopping at a place like Ann Taylor or Express and somebody was helping me find an outfit for an event coming up, I've never thought to tip them. I mean, I know not all these places work on commission, but am I considered rude? Are you supposed to tip somebody if you're at a bridal store and you pick out a wedding dress?
Right.
Now I see why this listener sent this message in, because I don't really know what the right answer is.
What's
the etiquette here on that?
Lex is working right now. Still waiting to hear from her. See if she will call.
Okay, help out this mixed listener, 414-432-1099. The question is, if you are at a bridal store finding your wedding dress and you find one, do you tip your salesperson helping you? And if you do, how much do you tip them? Like, if you bought a $2,000 dress, do you tip 20%?
That's a lot of money!
And
are
you're already
kidding
spending
me?
A lot of money on the dress.
And this person, just for helping you with this dress... Okay.
But now...
My daughter should be loaded then because she was helping so many people out when she worked at the bridal shop.
Is it because it's a high-valued item that you would think that she would tip on that? I've never tipped in retail. I've never even thought to tip in retail. And wedding dress or not, I know it's a special occasion. This is considered retail.
Oh. Okay, Lex said she's in a meeting. She works at Marion University in Fond du Lac, but she can step out. So, okay, let me let her step out and we'll give her a shout and see if she can join the show.
What's your experience? Yeah. What's your advice? Do you tip? 414-432-1099. Here is a text that just came in. No, you do not tip. They are paid by the company for being serious people as commission.
So you just get commission? You don't get tipped like, hey, I know you're getting commission, but thanks again for helping me out. You don't.
And I guess it's not bad to offer.
I got
offer a tip. What's the harm in doing that?
We'll try calling Lexi.
Yeah, we'll get Lexi on here in a bit because she worked at a bridal store to see what the norm is. All these people that have had weddings, like myself, are now sitting back thinking, was I supposed to be tipping?
Maybe you work at a bridal shop. You can always text the Siding Unlimited text line 414-432-1099. It's text roulette on the mix.
Your daughter,
my daughter
Lexi,
I mentioned before, that she used to work in a bridal shop, and I'm like, oh, maybe we should get her on the phone.
I know.
Here.
So, Lexi, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey.
What is the norm? Do people tip you when you would help them get their wedding dress? Are you supposed to do that?
So, I would get a few people that would try. They would kind of try to slip me cash or just kind of slide it to me nonchalantly. But unfortunately, I worked for a chain. So we weren't allowed to accept them.
You didn't take anything under the table, kid? What are you, crazy? That's money.
Listen to your dad. He's like, you should have taken the money.
You should have taken the money, girl.
Okay, so it depends on where you go, then, is what you're saying.
For sure. If it's a private boutique, I think sometimes they do accept tips or expect them. They, like, expect tips when it's private. Not all of them do, but definitely working for a chain, there's a lot different rules than a private one.
But now this still does go down the road of, if you are at a private boutique, what do you tip? Do you tip 20% on it? Nice for people to offer. I guess you can't go wrong in offering to tip somebody, but if they can't accept it, they won't. Makes sense.
We did make commission on each dress or item that we sold. So it wasn't like we were completely getting nothing, but no cash tips for us.
Got it.
It's no wonder why you had to live at home for so long. You kept turning down those tips. Why the heck didn't you just take those, Lex?
You know, a few times there were some people that they would give me a couple bucks, just a couple dollar bills, and I was like, oh, for sure. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, there goes to my Starbucks.
All right, Lexi, thank you for joining us and helping answering this person's question in text roulette. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thanks so much. You guys too.
All right, yeah, have a good day. Thanks again, Lex. Again, the text roulette right now, Elizabeth, it's all about the brides. Do you tip when you are shopping for a wedding dress?
Are you supposed to tip? Thought to tip. Bon, thanks for calling in. What do you think?
They get commission in retail.
Yep. I never make commission when I worked retail.
And that's what Lexi was saying. She was like, yeah, I'm not supposed to take tips. She actually had to turn tips down and she did get the commission, but I was like, girl, why wouldn't you want to take those tips? But if it's against the shop's policy, then you can't take those tips.
Yeah, I mean, this was a while ago, and there is a policy in place, but you get commission based on the dollar value of what you sell. So I would say no.
Okay.
All right, Bon. Thank you so much.
I would say no also. Yeah. And here's some messages coming in. If you go and buy a $5,000 furniture set, should you tip them also? I would never tip anybody in retail. I would never think to do that either. I just would not.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, some things you would tip, some things you're pretty much not going to tip.
Well, I think in retail, you also get commissioned.
Sometimes, especially
if you're selling furniture.
Yeah, that's true.
Furniture, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for the call and for joining us for Text Roulette.
Thanks, Bon.
All right. Thanks, bye.
So the consensus is you do not need to tip. You can offer it if you want, and then if they take it, that's on them, whether they're supposed to or not. But no, you don't need to tip when you buy a wedding dress.
Okay, one last text. Are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
I did not tip her, says the texter. But she was such a cool, nice person that I invited her to the wedding. She came with her boyfriend. They had a great time. There you go. That's a good tip right there. Right?
And
wait a minute.
You might get a gift out of that, too.